Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9, HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and a good Wednesday morning to everyone. This morning, USDA released its latest WASDE reports for the March time frame. Here are how the ending stocks look for the United States. March 2009 ending stocks for 2008-09 crops in billions of bushels. Corn, 1.740. Soybeans, 185 million. And wheat, 712 million bushels. On the world scene, the numbers look like this. Wheat ending stocks, 155.85 million metric tons, compared with 149.96 last month. Corn ending stocks of 144.62 million metric tons, compared with 136.66 a month ago. And soybean ending stocks of 49.95 million metric tons, compared with 49.87 last month.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
More than 400 people attended the just-completed 2009 All-Day Agricultural Outlook meeting at the Beef House. We will soon be posting audio from the meeting on our website, WILLAG.org, and our thanks to these agribusinesses that helped make the meeting a success. The Andersons, DTN, AgriGold Hybrids, ADM Investor Services, and L&M Commodities. Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is our very own Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave, and we do have some weather to talk about across the Midwest and in the southern states. First, the very cold conditions across the upper Midwest and spreading into the Corn Belt right now. The cold weather will stick around for a couple days before giving up to near-average conditions to close out the work week and into the weekend. But minimum temperatures fell all the way down to 20 below zero in northern portions of Montana in through North Dakota. Rain is starting to push into the southeastern plains. They have right now some pretty significant precipitation in northeastern Texas, the southeast corner of Oklahoma, across Arkansas, and in through the Mid-South, with the heaviest rain, again, working its way from Texas and towards Oklahoma and southern Arkansas. They will continue to see precipitation, and they could see some substantial rain in an area that has been drought-riddled for quite some time. The showers up to midnight this morning ranged up to around an inch and a third in northeastern Arkansas into southeastern Missouri. Additional rain fell in the overnight hours into western Tennessee. And again, we do look for more rain in that area. Showers and thunderstorms will expand across the Delta today and continuing through Sunday. Flooding is likely, and some low-lying winter wheat may be threatened, but damage, if any, not likely to be very significant. Rainfall for the period will range from 1 to an extreme 5 and maybe even up to 6 inches of rain across the portion across the region. Portions of the northern Delta may see a wintry mix of precipitation tonight into tomorrow, with some areas possibly, and we're looking generally at northern Arkansas, looking at a potential of up to 3 inches of snow. Planting delays are probable for a few days because of the rain, and a few more days after that until the region starts to dry up. It does look like the driest region in the south will be from southern Georgia into northern Florida and into South Carolina, although this region now expected to receive just a little bit more rain than the forecast models considered for yesterday. South America, Argentina did have a few showers overnight. Late season crop development should advance pretty well over the next couple of weeks with not a lot of rain, but they will see a couple of systems moving through. It looks like one will be moving in March 21st and 22nd, another 24th through the 26th, and that will bring some showers and cooler air into that region. And in Brazil, again, they had some rain falling across their crop areas yesterday and early today from Paraná into Santa Catarina and north into Mato Grosso do Sul. Portions of Mato Grosso and Goiás, rainfall did reach up to 1.5 inches in central Paraná and just over 1 inch in central Mato Grosso do Sul. The forecast looks pretty similar. Most areas will get rain at one time or another over the next week to 10 days. Some of the precipitation will be great enough to set back the harvest progress for a while, but not looking at any crop quality issues, and farmers will have the opportunity to advance field work again after the greater rain moves around the area. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 583, down 3/4. Last trade up one. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 522, down 3/4. Last trade down 1/4. May, 536.5, up 3.75. Last trade up 2.25. December wheat opened at 592.5, up 2.75. Last trade up 2.25. March corn opened at 366.25, down 1/2. Last trade unchanged. July 384.25, down 1.25. Last trade down 2.5. Take it out to December 404.5, down 2.25. Last trade down 1. March beans open at 889, unchanged. Last trade up 4. July 879, up 2.25. Last trade up 6.5. November 835.5, unchanged. Last trade up 4.25. May soybean meal open at 271.60, up 30. Last trade up 120. May soybean oil open at 30.87, down 11. Last trade up 9. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Vince Reneke of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Vince.
Good morning, Dave. How are you this morning?
I am doing well, recovering from yesterday's all-day agricultural outlook meeting. Looked like it was a pretty successful one.
Indeed, and I have to say thank you, Dave, for all your efforts, yours and Todd's and all the folks at the station, as well as anybody that attended. Certainly another successful event that you guys continue to grow that event, and it continues to be better each year. So I appreciate all your efforts.
We keep that up. We're going to have to ask the Beef House to knock down a wall or two.
It looked like it yesterday, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
That's wonderful.
We had WASDE reports out this morning. What caught your eye?
Well, you know, what's interesting is the market did a pretty decent job of projecting or predicting, I guess you could say, what the, at least last night, what the reports might tell us. And I say that because, you know, corn being relatively mixed, a little lower to relatively mixed last night. You look at the USDA or the WASDE numbers that come out for this country in corn. Certainly we were below those expectations as to not a great deal, but certainly below what everyone expected to see in our stocks reports. But on the flip side, the world was greatly or largely above where those expectations, where analysts' expectations were. So again, when we look at how things might open this morning, last night appears to be a relatively good reflection of what likely is to happen this morning. And the only thing that I can say might be a little bit more on the positive side is it looks like some of our outside markets, the Dow was up a little bit, the dollar down a little bit, and then crude oil up a little bit. Crude oil was down a bit this morning earlier, and the dollar was down too. So, again, mixed emotions there, but likely to spill over into a mixed opening for corn, in our opinion. Bean numbers. I'm sorry, Dave.
I was going to say, what will the trade make of a 185 million carry out U.S. beans?
Yeah, and above that is the expectation that we were to add to soybean stocks in the world, but we really didn't. Essentially the WASDE numbers reflected on a worldwide basis that our stocks stayed similar from the February expectation to this March expectation, and all of that said, that's got to be a little bit positive for the bean market here, I think. And yet again, you know, we were up, what, four or so in beans last night, and I think that hopefully that will lend, and we think that will lend some support to the new crop beans, particularly as we go forward. You know, that ratio between corn and bean prices has tightened to the extent that corn looks a little more favorable, and likely we'll see that widen back out a little bit with these numbers that we saw today. Wheat, you know, when you look at wheat, that was nothing friendly in regards to the wheat numbers that we saw. You know, the expectations were 659, and we come out at 712 in this country, and we added a substantial number of stocks again on the worldwide basis over what expectations were. So wheat doesn't look very friendly at all, but then, you know, corn and soybeans, corn being mixed and beans looking a little higher this morning.
All right, Vince, thanks much.
Have a great day, Dave.
You too. Vince Reneke of Strategic Farm Marketing, someone from that organization, joins us every Wednesday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. We have a listener comment line. Give us a call at 217-333-0853 and let us know how we're doing with our agricultural offerings. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.